SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden pledging the full support of the United States as Israel is responding to a series of deadly attacks by Hamas.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Jewish state is now at war and Hamas will pay a heavy price. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, the UAW says it has no plans to expand its strike against Detroit's big three automakers after General Motors made a breakthrough concession on unionizing electric vehicle battery plants. They've agreed to bring EV battery plants into the UAW's national contract, which essentially assures that they will be unionized. Union President Sean Fain says GM's move will change the future of the union and the auto industry. President Biden's dog's been removed from the White House complex after another biting incident.
The First Lady's office said this week that Commander is not presently on the White House campus. The two-year-old German Shepherd has been involved in about a dozen known biting incidents involving White House staff and U.S. Secret Service officers. The White House did not say where the dog was sent. Commander is the second Biden dog that behaved aggressively and had to be sent away. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. How would you describe yourself, as religious or spiritual?
That's what the Gallup organization has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 47% say they are religious, while 33% say they are spiritual but not religious. And then there's the 2% that say they are both. This means 82% of adults in this country have some sort of spiritual belief system, although what exactly they believe is a little tricky to nail down. Older people generally more religious than the young. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Parents are the key to passing faith from one generation to the next. A Pew Research Center study finds 82% of Protestant parents have teens who also identify as Protestant, while 81% of Catholic parents have Catholic teens. Among those describing themselves as atheist, agnostic, or followers of no faith in particular, 86% have teenagers who also identify as no faith. This is SRN News. New eyewitness accounts are raising questions about a secret dig for gold.
It involves the FBI's 2018 dig for a Civil War-era gold. Two men near the excavation site in Pennsylvania say they heard loud noises and later saw an armored truck that appeared to be weighed down with something. A treasure hunter who led FBI agents to the site now accuses the agency of conducting an overnight dig and driving away with hundreds of millions of dollars in gold. The FBI denies it, saying the dig did not produce any gold. Jason Walker reporting.
New England getting a bit of a reprieve maybe after Sunday, but the remnants of Tropical Storm Philippe blowing through with rain, wind, and some isolated power outages through the weekend, just 3 weeks after Tropical Storm Lee blew into the town. More details at SRNNews.com.